clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during this meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would like to remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please ensure declare it now or immediately before the item itself, saying the item of business it relates to. Having declared interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue. And then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it's lit red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. You'll see from the agenda, in an effort to be more transparent, that many of the appendices are in closed session while the report itself isn't open. If there is an item you wish to discuss the appendix, if everyone is in agreement, perhaps you would wait until we go into closed session at the end of the meeting. Okay. So, item one, any apologies?
No apologies.
Well, I've got one for Helena Young. Any other apologies?
One that I'm aware of, Chair, in your own group.
Okay, item two. Oh, sorry, before I do, quick chairman's remark, sorry. I would like to take a moment to acknowledge Councillor Gav Sharvin, who has resigned today after 14 years of dedicated service as a strong advocate for Dunpatrick DEA. On behalf of us all, just to acknowledge his hard work and commitment over the years and wish him every success in the future, and he will be missed in Chamber. I also would like to congratulate Mourne Chamber Music for their outstanding performance last weekend, which was a wonderful celebration of local talent and culture. Mm-hmm. Welcome to everyone involved. Okay, item two. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Councillor Hammond.
Yeah, just to follow on from your comments, Chair, wish Gareth all the best in his new endeavours. He was always easy to work with in the Downpatrick DEA, and I look forward to working with his replacement. Thank you.
Yes, thanks so much, Chair. And I'd too like to echo your sentiments. I'd like to pay tribute to Councillor Gareth Sharvin. I know it's hard to believe where the years have gone since he first went on the council back 2012-2013, but he was a good councillor and he served as DEA, and he served as a brilliant ambassador for his district, and no matter what he turned to Sandy, he always had the interest of the community at heart. So he'll be missed, and I wish him well for the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, moving on. Item number two, declarations of interest.
None.
Any declaration? No. Okay, moving on to item three, the action sheet for enterprise regeneration and tourism meeting back in August. Page one, page two, and page three. Any matters arising? None. We have a proposer and seconder, please. Brilliant. Okie dokie. So that brings us on to item number four, establishment of arts working group. Notice of motion. I'd like to bring Councillor Finn, please.
Is that me, David? Sorry, you broke up just a wee tiny bit.
Yes, Councillor Finn, it's item number four, the notice of motion on the arts working group.
Lovely. Can everyone hear me? Is it just frozen? David has certainly frozen.
Can you hear me, Councillor Finn?
Yeah, I can hear you, Connor.
Go ahead.
Yeah, firstly, I'd just like to associate myself with the remarks about Gareth, who's obviously a party colleague of mine, and we wish him the very best for the future. I'd also like to thank, firstly, officers for deferring this motion to this month's meeting so that I am able to attend, and to the work that they have done on the report that is attached. I have been an advocate for the arts across our district since I first became a councillor back in 2023, and I think the establishment of a working group is really important to support all of those who are working within the sector, be that through amateur dramatics or as a career. As I have mentioned on a number of occasions, we have an arts and culture society that is underfunded. We've had cuts to an already bad budget, and the lack of awareness about the value that the art contributes to our society, be that with health, well-being, mental health for young people, I think sometimes is something that needs to have attention drawn to it. Across our district, from Newport Players in Uri to Newcastle Glees, we have a massive wealth of talent, and I think we can't underestimate the value that this brings and how talented our entire district is, because we really do produce some of the best that the Northern Irish art scene has to offer. And I think the establishment of this working group was brought about through the need to nurture all of those people, be that actors, musicians, those who play in bands, those who make costume, participate in our parades across the district. All of those people need to be recognised. As we're aware, the Town Hall is going to be closing to make a wonderful new theatre space within Uri, and I welcome this. But the proposal of this working group was born out of feedback from a lot of those groups, particularly in Uri, who have felt that the communication about where the arts will call their home in Uri area, because they don't know where that is. And I think over the last number of months, there have been frustrations about how people are going to plan performances, be that the Uri Arts Festival, Uri Fish, all of those things. I think it's really important that we provide clarity and communicate with those people as to how we continue to nurture our arts resource within the city. I would like to ask, if possible, that in our terms of reference, we include those groups from across our district, because I think all of those people would really like to be involved in conversations. And I think the working group will be a really good way for us to ensure that with the absence of the Town Hall as our main theatre space, that we're listening to what those groups are saying, and we're actually taking on board the feedback, which is the very purpose of the working group, is to make sure that we are nurturing all of those people working within the sector and to see it thrive. So I'd like to thank the committee very much for allowing me to speak on the motion, and it'll be seconded by Councillor Fagan, if that's okay.
Thank you very much. Councillor Fagan, would you like to comment?
I don't need to add anything onto what Derry has already said, except that I think this is a really exciting initiative. I know that Derry is very personally passionate about the arts, and I commend her for bringing this motion before the council, and indeed for pursuing it further. So very, very happy to second.
Chair, just to provide a bit of clarity to Councillor Finn, the terms of reference of the working group will be determined by the members on the group, which will include membership as well. So that's something that we'll note, and will be a task for the working group and establish if agreed with council.
Thanks very much, Chair, and I support the motion, the recommendations in principle, and I'm happy, I know, in the chamber to propose, to formally propose from the chamber that we do proceed with what's been talked about and outlined in our paper. Thank you.
Councillor Hannan.
Well, thanks, Chair. We will be nominating somebody onto this working group, so I'm supportive of it at the moment, anyway.
Chair, happy to support also, and happy to second in the chamber as well. Just in regards to the arts stakeholders, my own opinion was that we, whatever group is set up, then meets with that sector, and you know, would have a discussion with that sector on, like, say, a bi-yearly basis. That would be more sensible, you know, have a discussion. But that's probably for the group when they set up. That's fair enough.
Super, thank you very much. So just confirm who votes.
Thank you, Andrews
and Councillor Clark.
The recommendation is in the report.
Okay, moving on to next item, Peace Plus. That'll be Amanda.
So this paper is which we deliver. This paper is a business case that is attached to the paper and detail of the proposal signed in the business case and summarised in the report. As you can see, the business case is really around 2.5 of the paper production plan, which is a proposal for community cross-community festival programme. That has been supported through the Peace Plus Action Plan, and this report is now seeking to proceed with that by being to carry the care and able delivery of that action and detail further detail relating to the cost and
any matters arising, Councillor Andrews?
Chair, thanks very much, and I welcome wholeheartedly this paper for the attention of our committee here, and I do support the recommendations as outlined in Section 3, and I make a proposal that we accept and proceed with what actions that need to be taken in regards to moving Peace Plus forward, especially in Strand 2.5, so happy to propose we move ahead.
Can I have a seconder, please? Okay, Councillor Clark, thank you. Are we all in agreement? Super. Moving on to item number 6, Statement of Community Involvement, SCI Planning Functions. Jonathan.
Statement of Community Involvement that outlines how the planning department engages with local stakeholders and the public. That's a revision that's required as a result of the move of the planning service from 100 to Greenbank. So, Chair, there's two aspects. One, to note the movement of staff, and secondly,
Sorry, Chair. This is the item relates to the statement of community involvement, which is a key part of how planning service engages with stakeholders. This particular relevance here is in relation to the local development plan, where we need to reflect recent changes where staff have relocated to Greenbank. The local development plan will remain to be part of the private consultation period in Montreal up to the 22nd of September. However, at the counter representation stage, those will be viewed from this building chair as a result of those changes. So it's really to reflect that in the updated statement of community involvement and present that to the department as part of the local development plan process. So the recommendation is to approve the changes.
Thank you very much. Any matters arising? Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. I don't know whether you can hear me loud enough on the online or whatever. I'm fully supportive of the recommendations outlined in the report, and with the relocation of the planning department from Monaghan Road to Greenbank, and to deal with the consequences of this move, I see that there are proposals afoot in the paper to put on public display papers, notifications in regards to this on display here in Warren Point Town Hall. Are there any plans ahead for documents of this nature to be displayed at a public place such as Newry Town Hall or Newry Library, so that residents or any interested parties can have access to them as well? You know, maybe that's a suggestion that you look at.
Thank you. John?
Sure, the purpose of display that is why the documents are displayed at the public buildings, Chair, both the Down Chair and Council offices, Chair, and they are available for the public to view online and make representation as well. So it's not something that you would locate at a number of venues, it's here for public viewing. So as part of the statement. So.
Thank you. May I have a seconder, please? Okay, thank you. All in agreement? Great. So, okay, next item, number 7, tourism, events, facilities, and visitor servicing procurements. Amanda.
Members, so this paper is setting out proposals around a number of procurements that's required to support for a plan under our delivery against tourism events, our tourism visitor servicing, and our tourist facilities. There is a number of business cases that is attached to this report that is supporting the procurement, and as you can see in the detail of the report, these business cases is concerning the procurement of PN lighting, marquees, staging, stewarding, event safety, all associated with the forward plan for delivery of events. There is business case attached for the provision of digital services associated with our visitor servicing, which is our Visit More website and any associated home. And also a business case associated with our security services at our tourism facilities, which is namely our visitor. So there are 6 business cases attached to this report. Within those business cases, it advises details around the procurement.
Thank you very much. Any matters arising? Councillor Hanlon?
I just wanted to ask a question I'm not totally clear on. So is this an overall event management procurement, or is it a separate one for each business case? You know, so is it, you know, for example, is it lighting and then it's security, or is it just one management company, or it's all separate? Right, okay. And there's no facility for us to do this in-house, that we don't have to go out to management companies? No. There's no capacity for that within the council.
So, for all of the events that we have been delivering, these are procurements that we traditionally would have bought in. So all those contracts are coming to an end. So for all of our events, we would be bringing in suppliers around PR and lighting, around marquees, around event security. So they all are coming to an end. So looking forward to next year, these are procurement that we will need to refresh and put in to ensure that we have the right external support to deliver all our events safely.
Okay, no, that clarifies it. Thank you. I'm happy to propose that then.
Great. Thank you so much. Any other matters arising? The seconder, please.
Julie, seconder, turn.
Thanks, Andrews. Are we all in agreement?
Okay.
Super. Okay, moving on to item number 8, Local Development Partnership Action Plan. Amanda.
So, members will be aware we've previously tabled reports associated with the Local Economic Partnership that was established in January of this year. That partnership has continued to meet last number of months with the ambition of putting in place a draft action plan that would deliver against the Department for Economies sub-regional plan, of which they announced funding in January, which was about $4.5 million for this district council area. So the Local Economic Partnership has been meeting and they have agreed a draft action plan that is attached to this report. Governance structure of the Local Economic Partnership is that action plan was in members' consideration or been submitted to the Department for Economy as a proposal how we would see delivery under the LEP. The detail is within the action plan.
I welcome this paper, and it's clear to see the amount of work that the officers have put into this alongside the relevant members of the working groups. I think it's testament to Newry Morden Down that we've really hit the ground running in comparison to other councils, and I think it is a really good news story for the district, so happy to propose.
Thank you very much. May I have a seconder, please? Councillor Anders.
Chair, I'd like to echo Councillor Hanlon's sentiments and also like to thank the officers for presenting tonight's report in regard to this very important area of our council's vision, goals and ambitions. So happy to second the recommendation of the decision. So happy to second.
Thank you. Are we all in agreement? Thank you very much. Okay, item nine is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of schedule 6 of the Local Government Act of Northern Ireland 2014, information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information. The public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. May I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please? Councillor Kearns. Okay, so whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 9, Newry Chamber Music Arts and Outreach Programme. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Brianne, it was agreed to provide support via letter of offer to Newry Chamber of Music for the delivery of an arts and community outreach program in the 2025-2026 season. Okay, the following items are for noting. Item 10, Heritage Projects Updates, and item 11, Newry Morden Down Museums Updates. Any matters arising? Okay. Yeah, may I have a proposer and seconder to... No. Mr. Hammond and Mr. Andrews. Okay. All right, that's us. Thank you very much. Have a great evening, everybody.